Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is a memo from the JCIPC chairman, Stan Krillman, simply reminding ginners of the importance of using approved packaging materials. And again, this is because the ginners back several years ago signed an agreement with USDA to use only those approved materials. Again, prior to 2003, the gins had to go into their county office each year and sign a new agreement, and these agreements were only 1 year in length. After 2003, USDA began changing their agreements to where they were multi-year to keep producers, growers, ginners, and other folks from having to come in every year to renew their agreements. So these agreements now stay in effect until it's canceled either by the gin or CCC.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Several reasons this is important, obviously to protect their growers' loan eligibility. Also gives ginners and the cotton industry a way of looking at new and improved packaging materials that are part of a test program that may not technically meet the current specifications of bale packaging materials. So this is why we have looked at ways of working with gins, encouraging them to participate with USDA and also participate with the Joint Cotton Industry Bale Packaging Committee on these test programs.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the things that comes to mind this time of year is watching out for contaminants in the seed cotton as it comes to the gin, and certainly removing those materials before they get to the bale press so that they don't cause downstream problems with contaminated yarns, fabrics, and finished goods. At this time, we're in the process of putting together a fresh mailer that's going out to all gins and as many producers as we can reach, reminding them of the importance of watching for contamination and taking care of it, hopefully before it ever gets to the gin.